All right, so we back. If you listened to our last episode, we were talking about how we met. That was a topic of our last episode. The topic of this episode is how long should you wait for your mate to be quote unquote ready? If you was listening on last episode, we both, you know, had admitted that we both had mates. You know, she had a situation where she was in a relationship, and I was currently married with a live-in girlfriend, meaning, yes, I was coming home to two women. Yes, I was coming home to two women. Yes, you heard that right. Yes, they say that's every man's dream. Yes, I'm not sure, or I cannot confirm or deny that. But anyway, so after we went to the hotel, you know, and we... Oh, that's my baby. And after we went to the hotel and we did the woo, the woo, the woo, the woo, and then the next morning and we did the whole breakfast thing, we both realized that, hey, look, you know, we gotta figure some shit out because, you know what I'm saying, we're not going to be able to continue this path much longer without it destroying people. So, you know, I gave her my word that, hey, you know, my current situation that I was in, I was going to terminate it. I was going to end it. I was going to find a way to get out of it. I was going to find a way to walk away from it, or, you know, make sure that that situation ended and we could be together. So that's why the topic of this episode is how long should you wait on your mate? So, you know, I mean, I guess, you know, This will be a good thing for you to chime in because most women they don't never believe a man. And so what made you believe me?
Well, I didn't believe you at first.
Why would you?
What married man ever leaves his wife?
That's the going thing too.
Hell, I had somebody even tell me it's cheaper to keep her. So, no, I didn't believe you at first. After developing a friendship.
Y'all hear that right? Friendship. We built our entire relationship on a what, baby?
A friendship.
Even to today. That's our main thing. Our friendship.
Our friendship.
Is it our marriage or our friendship?
It's our friendship.
Let's see, friendship. Anyway, I just want to highlight that.
So,
oh, and our little bad baby right here.
She doesn't want to go to sleep.
I know, but anyway, go ahead, continue.
So no, I didn't believe you at first. I did after that, after developing a friendship. After a couple of weeks, you started to show me better than you could tell me.
Hey, now, I mean, I put that team down. Bam, bam,
no,
bam,
no,
bam,
no,
bam, no. Bam, bam, bam. Oh, okay.
Actually, I had to if you brought me breakfast the next morning.
Hey, look, I would like to plead the fifth. I would like to plead the fifth of liquor.
But with the friendship that we had, I was willing to wait. I was willing to give you 6 months.
Whoa. So to answer the title of the question, to answer the title of today's question, how long should you wait? Your answer would be 6 months. That wouldn't be my answer. You're not telling anybody else 6 months, but your answer would be 6 months.
That is my answer. Okay. Because
was it based off of our own relationship, or was,
yes,
it, oh, okay, so you have to gauge it basically off of each individual situation.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Okay.
You know, cause I usually give you a 3 month thing.
Woo, girl, I put that thing down. Earn me 6 months, bruh.
So.
Yeah. So she say 6 months. So you know, we was together. We basically after a few months, 2 months really. Your birthday was in August.
End of August is when I met you.
We went out on our one night stand in August. And then the next morning, you know, after the woo, the woo, the woo, you know what I'm saying? You know, I brought you some breakfast.
And then you couldn't stop coming back for more.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? You know, when I interviewed with me, and you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
So
she don't know what I'm saying. But anyway,
yours was open.
Yeah,
you had an open relationship.
Yeah, but it had started getting difficult because one of the things about the open relation, the open marriage was, you know, we weren't supposed to catch feelings. So, even before we had made it to the hotel, I tell everybody, I just looked over and I instantly knew that I never stopped seeing this woman, no matter who I got caught with, no matter who I was with, no matter, you know what I'm saying, no matter who I was dealing with, no matter what was going on, you know, I know y'all done seen cheaters where they come in with the cameras and the lights, and then the man go crying back with his wife and leave the side chick in the Uber, you know what I'm saying, like, I would have been in the Uber with Kari, you know what I'm saying?
So. Radio is Kari, baby.
Oh yeah, Kari. It's Kari on radio. We getting it together though. So I'd have been leaving with her, and I knew right then at that moment that I was going to hurt a lot of people. If we weren't together, if she wasn't my main priority, my wife actually, you know. So that's how I knew. You know, and I instantly started disconnecting myself from my situation. I instantly became distant and trying to find a way to escape, really. You know what I'm saying?
And I was somewhat doing the exact same thing.
Yeah. It was a little easier for her, though.
The person that I was dealing with, I was settling for.
Uh-huh.
Because I was actually tired of being bullshitted. Mm-hmm. So I was settling, and I knew I was settling. And then I just took the risk of believing you.
Yeah.
And following you.
Okay. Okay.
So, and I started to detach from my situation.
Yeah. So, and then eventually, you know, we moved in together. And I guess that's the end of that particular step. You know, of course we're gonna introduce certain steps in our relationship. As the show progress or whatever, but we're going to take certain blocks of our relationship and we're going to try to give people, you know, real life situations, real life questions, and maybe it'll motivate people to, you know, pursue happiness, or maybe it'll motivate people to realize they already have happiness. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're going to do. You know, each segment is going to be a segment out of our life, and we're going to introduce And we're gonna introduce it to you guys one episode at a time. We also have, what do we have? Drum roll, please. We also have Kari's question of the day. Our very first Kari question of the day, and it is good. And this person wanted to remain anonymous. So we're gonna have that up coming up for you later on today, later on in the show. So make sure y'all stay tuned to that. Man, we appreciate y'all for tuning in. And let's roll on out to our guests. We're gonna introduce our guests shortly. Thank you for listening to Zeddy Now Radio. I holla. All right. That was our pre-recording. I'm gonna bring the guests in one at a time. First, I got my beautiful co-host, Kari. Kari, would you like to say hello to the people tonight?
Hello, everybody.
Oh, there he is. I'm sorry. Go ahead. There we go.
Hello, everybody.
Okay, so that's all you got to say to them. Tell them a little bit about, say hello, man. Greet them. Say hey. I just play it. All right, who else we got? We got Marley. Marley. You tell everybody to say hello.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. I know. All right. Who else we got in? We got Keith in on the line. Keith, you would like to say, introduce yourself, Keith.
What's happening?
Hey, Keith.
Marley.
Hey, Keith. Keith, meet Marley. I don't know if you know her or not, but let me introduce you guys.
I've seen her on Facebook a lot. I don't know.
A lot. All right.
I see you a lot.
And we got and last but not least, we got the great gospel singer Stephen Williams, aka my pops in law, aka Pops Wizard. What's going on, Mr. Williams? How you doing today? can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, okay. All right, man. I just wanted to introduce everybody. So I guess the main question of today would be how long should you wait for your mate, man? I'm itching. We already got my wife's side of the story. I'm itching. I wanna go on and bring Marlene in. Marlene, would you tell me how long would you give somebody, you know, as far as like, you know, the whole waiting stage and moving it to the next level thing?
I wish you could see my face right now. Hey,
believe it or not, I do.
The only thing I'm waiting for is my two piece with a side and a biscuit from Popeye.
Hey,
that's the only thing I'm waiting for.
That's all you. Penny level on 100.
Yeah, no, but seriously, I think it just depends on, you know, you have to see if that person is worth the wait. So, I mean, it just depends on if you feel like that person's going to be, if you're going to be with that person forever and you feel like waiting for them, you know, is worth it, then yeah. You know, like in y'all situation, Tasia said she was willing to give you 6 months because she knew you were like, you know, the ones,
yeah.
I guess it just depends on how serious you see yourself getting with that person.
Man, that was hard.
I don't know, personally.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you did. Personally, I don't know. I would probably do, like, I don't know, shit, 2 months maybe, if that. I'm impatient.
2 months maybe. Okay, with being impatient. Okay, with patience, how many months?
3.
Man, you on the same level right
man,
now.
Man, y'all be taking this out, man. Let me ask Keith, man. Keith, how long would you wait for your mate or your significant other to move to that next level, or how long have you had to wait?
Now we talk about to the next level, like, you know, going into the sex part or actually relationship part, because, you know, it seems
like, you know, y'all done crossed that threshold, you know what I'm saying? Y'all doing what grown people do, and now it's time to figure out, you know what I'm saying, you're ready to go to the next level.
Time to commit.
Yeah, you're ready to commit and make it a full-time thing, and this, your significant other, you know what I'm saying, maybe a little hesitant or just not pulling the trigger. Or what kind of time frame as a man would you give a woman? Because, you know, we built a little different. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. You know, I'm the kind of cat that, you know, however long it takes, it's going to be as long as it takes. Because, you know, let's be real. Because, you know, there's females that have been hurt before by other men. So, you know, no matter how they look at it, they're going to judge you. No matter what.
Off the last man, yeah.
Yes, ugly, indifferent, it doesn't matter. Somehow, some way, you're going to feel the effects of that last relationship.
I agree.
So, you know, sometimes it might take shorter time. Sometimes it might take a little bit longer. But if you feel like, you know, that woman's worth your time to take that time, then you're going to do whatever it takes.
Okay. All right, so, you know, you about like me, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to wait, man. I'm not a time frame guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to, you know, let her be a woman and figure out what it is that she needs from me. And you know what I'm saying? Pretty much, you know, you do the gentleman thing like I would do.
Right, because, you know, like, I mean, I'm going to say woman to person, but not even perfect. You know, men try to do the right thing. Some women ain't perfect. So, you know, it's like, you know, either way, you're going to get nitpicked, somehow judged upon by that last relationship.
Cause yeah,
gonna,
I agree. And
there's going to be something you do or did that's going to throw them back.
They're going to trigger something.
Oh, well, if you're going to act like that, I could just stay with the last one. You know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I know what you mean. I understand what you mean.
You know what I mean? It could be simple, like you might leave your drawers on the floor.
And they'd be like, "Oh, you just like the last dude. You just like the last dude. I knew it."
I could just stay with him, you know. If you're gonna do things like,
Yeah, man. I get it, man. Yeah, man. I'm the gentleman type, man. I'm patient or whatever. I'm patient, so I definitely feel you, man. Let me ask Mr. Williams, aka Pops, Mr. aka Gospel OG. How long would you wait for a person, or how long have you ever had to wait for a person to be ready for that next level?
Well, I'm going to put a flip into everything what you're saying, and I'm going to give you both sides of it. Basically, when you say, if you see that the person that you're interested is that they have the qualities of being your best friend, the qualities of being your everything, and at the same time caring about this person mentally first, then physically. Physical can always come. It can happen. But, you know, and it's like if they give you that mental, you're willing to wait as long as it takes. You understand me? Because we all know sex can be, it can happen today, it can happen tomorrow. But to have someone to care about you, or you care about someone, and you basically, you become their best friend. You be able to tell that woman or to tell that man what's their favorite colors, their ins and their outs, what they like, what they dislike. These are the things where you know that if they can, you know, challenge you mentally, because, you know, you're physical, as you know, men or women, you know what you can do in your bedroom or whatever it may be. That's the physical. That's nothing. But the mental is going to
carry. Yeah, that's the easy part.
You know what I mean? The mental is what's going to happen, that's going to basically take you through everything. You know what I'm saying? Yes, the physical can get you through one of the nights when you're not feeling this or feeling that, but whatever it may be. But if it breaks down, what if your physical falls? Would your mental partner still be there for you? Would they stick around if things go down and they're wrong or whatever it may be? But what's going to carry that healthy relationship, and more and all to me, is that mental. Because you can give me everything sexually, but what can you do for me for my mind? So, and within you giving them that, they're saying, I'm going to wait. I'm going to see what the end is going to be. You know, and sometimes we go through things in life where we have to figure out if this person's for us. I say that everyone is put in our life for a reason or a season, you know, and you have to evaluate it for that. But to be, like you said, to be that true gentleman, you let that woman feel that, you know, she can, that you can take care of her mentally. And, you know, and it goes from there. And it's like you show her that same respect when you got her. Throughout that whole lifespan or whatever it may be, I'm gonna take your relationship with my daughter, and I take this to where.
Oh Lord Jesus, why you want to do this?
I'm gonna go there because you know what I'm saying. And to hear from somebody else or whatever it may be to really know what it is, and it's like I seen what she had to go through. Then when she met you, it seemed like it was the best thing that ever happened. So that goes to show you that. Things where it may fall in our path or whatever it may be. But like I said, it may be just for a season. But basically how I think, you know, looking at you guys and how happy you are and how proud I am of both of you guys of how much you achieved or whatever it may be, she was meant for you and you were meant for her. And like you said, being that gentleman, you took your time and you waited. Because sometimes within that rush, you rush. Sometimes you miss the important things.
So what would be your time frame? You wouldn't necessarily have a time frame?
Sometimes you can't put time on things. You just have to feel your way through it. You say, you give it this time. You just see what they're going to be. You know, nothing's going to happen tomorrow to say, oh, I'm going to marry her. It's not going to happen like that tomorrow. If it do, that's some crazy stuff. So you give it time. When she's comfortable, you're comfortable, everything will work itself out with everything else.
Okay, all right. So, you know, you're the patient guy too. You know, you take your time and be that patient guy. What you thinking right now, wife?
I ain't got no damn patience.
None at all.
I don't.
She says she ain't got. She says she ain't got no patience. So you might like Marley. Marley, you hear her? She says she ain't got no patience.
I hear. I'm with that. I can't talk too loud because I'm rocking, little man.
No. Okay. All right. We're gonna keep you on the headphones. Then we ain't gonna have you talking too loud. Okay.
No. Okay.
All right, let me ask one of my call-in guests. I'm gonna bring her in on the air. I ain't gonna say your name, but you know I'm talking to you because you're live on the air. I just got out your inbox. Tell me, you can introduce yourself if you want to. You know, I let people introduce themselves. I don't want to blast nobody's name all over the radio, but you tell. Yeah, introduce yourself and tell me, how long would you wait for somebody to hit that quote-unquote ready stage?
Good evening, you all. My name is Carlina, calling from Chicago.
Okay. Chateau?
I guess it's just a feeling. You kind of, I guess, how do I describe it? I'm the type of person, if I'm actually dating, I'm dating with a purpose. And so because I've been, you know, celibate for so long, so now that I'm out here dating, I'm dating with a purpose. So when I go on a first date or even just a first conversation, I'm filling the person out. So I don't know. I can't really set a date, or I can't say 10 dates later or 5 dates later. It really just has to go with the flow of things.
Okay. So would you necessarily say you would like a numerical or an expiration date on the next level, or would, like everybody else, you just gotta see how it goes?
I just have to see how it goes. And if it's going good, I let it flow. And if it's not, then I just cut it off because I don't have time to waste.
So if it's going good, you let it flow. And if it's not going good, you let it go. Let it flow or let it go. Yeah. I got that.
I'm 40 years old, so I know what I want. I don't have time to be in. I guess I don't know, that's the Leo in me. I'm a bit assertive, so it's like if you're interested, you're going to come for me. That's how I feel.
I see.
I just feel like that's a man's place. Everybody should know their place.
So,
how I am.
So you heard that Mr. Williams, she say she patient too. You know, that's a first for the women.
I mean, it plays their part. Every individual is going to basically have their best for this question, because some people's like, you know, they want it right now. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I want my money and I want it right now. Some people want it right now. Some people say, you know, they just gonna feel their way through it. Everybody's gonna be different. You know, that's how it is in life.
Is there any particular question while I got Carlina on the line? Is there any type of question you ever wanted to ask a woman when it comes down to you know, the patient and the waiting thing?
Nope.
Not necessarily. Okay. He said, no. Okay. So let me, while I got everybody on the line, let me roll over. Taze, you want to bring in your question, your Kari question of the day?
My name is Kari.
Kari, I'm sorry.
I don't know who Taze is.
It's a reflex. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. Are you all ready for Kari question of the day?
Here we go.
Hey, Zaddy. Okay, so now for my favorite part of the show. It's Kari's question of the day. All right, this person wants to remain anonymous. Okay, here is the question. She says, I have a question. I'm trying to figure out a way to word it. I'll just give you a little of my story. I've been with this man for 5 years. And for the duration of the relationship, his mom has showed me zero respect. Anytime I say something about it, he gets defensive and gets mad. and that just shuts down the whole conversation. We have a daughter in the mix and one on the way. She never came to the baby shower or the birth of her grandkids. I have other kids that are not his, and for Christmas, she got our daughter presents and nothing for my other children, which I also had an issue with, but he didn't. She doesn't acknowledge me as his other kid's mother. She texts him and asks him, has he eaten? Invite him over for food that she's cooked. I don't know if I'm being petty or in my feelings, but I have a big issue with the things that she does and says. But when I say anything to him, nothing happens but an argument. He says he can't stop her, but truthfully, I feel she does. She does it because he lets her. If he acknowledges us as a family and us as a whole, I believe things would be different. But I'm just torn between staying with someone who doesn't respect me or staying behind his family or just settling so I won't be alone. What should I do?
Hey, Zaddy.
All right. So, let me bring in Keith first. Keith, did you hear that question of the day? Okay, I lost Keith for a second. All right. Our Carlina, did you hear our question of the day?
Yes, I did.
Hello. Okay, tell me what you think. Yeah, I can hear you. Tell me what you think.
I have a few things that I'm thinking of because my cousin kind of went through the same situation, and they went to counseling, and there's some type of I don't want to offend anyone, but I just want to
No, it's true. It's a talk
there's
show,
some
people.
Type of kind of what do they call it? Sometimes.
Went kind of muffled a little bit on me. Say it again.
Okay. So can you hear me better now?
I can.
Okay. So what I was saying, my cousin went through the same thing, and her husband went to counseling. And the therapist pretty much told the mother has some type of, I don't want to say sexual, but some type of
obsession. Go ahead. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm kind of losing you, like it's on your cheek or something.
Oh, I don't know why.
Oh, okay. It's okay. I can hear you now.
What about now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. So did you hear what I said in regards to my cousin going through the same thing? They went to therapy, and the therapist told her that there's some type of incestuous type of relationship. I don't want to say sexual because it doesn't necessarily mean that they're having sex, the mother and the son. It's just that the mother maybe has some of her own issues in regards to how she deals with her own relationships. And so now it's like she's trying to take on the part of her son's wife or, you know, that role instead of being respectful to his wife. And, in regards to her, she really needs to step up and say something about it. Her husband
What can you suggest she say?
I would suggest that she speak to the mother, and I know it's going to probably kind of get rough, but she really needs to come with some type of agenda or something in regards to how she feels disrespected.
Don't hold back because
I don't.
Yeah, this person
you don't.
She really don't. She's finna let them have it at the end. That's why I'm letting her go. She's gonna go in and eat last. But yeah, like this person is really seeking some pure advice. So don't feel the need to stick to yourself. Like she needs to get that.
I just feel like she needs to grow some balls, and both of them are women. Regardless of the age, she's a woman.
Yeah.
She's raising her children. She's, taking care of her son. Get some balls
and stand up to her.
She stand up to her, that's where the respect is going to come in.
I agree.
Because guess what? Yeah, you may not like me, but you're going to respect me.
Yeah, I agree.
The son isn't going to do anything. If he hasn't done anything in all this time, he's not going to do anything.
But see, it's easy for me to tell her that. So for her to hear that from a woman is important. So that's why I was like, mm-hmm. You speak your mind. Speak your mind and look. Tell her, this is what she wants. This is what she wants to hear. And this helps people. It really helps people.
Right.
She's really seeking help and she don't know what to do. So I think, I think it's a good job not censoring it and just going and tell her like, hey, step up and go on and do what you got to do, especially when you got kids involved.
Exactly. Because she's a woman just like his mother is.
Yep. Hold on 1 second. Let me ask Mr. Williams, Mr. Williams, did you hear the question of the day? So what would be your advice, being a man in that situation and hearing a woman, and that's kind of like broken and trying to find some guidance in it?
I'm going to basically applaud the young lady who just got finished speaking and saying what she was saying about the young lady getting, basically getting her the nerve up to say what she has to say. But I feel that if the man and the woman, if they're married, the job that needs to be taken care of is that the gentleman needs to actually grow some balls, speak to his mother, and let his mother know I love her, and that he has to step out of should I say take his mouth off the chip and be a man and let his mother know.
Yes, Lord.
And let her know this is my woman, this is my wife, or whatever it may be, and I love her. And if you love me, Mom, as you say you do, respect my woman, respect my position where I am in life. He has to check.
I agree. As a man, I agree with you totally as a man.
Right. My thing is, you can do it with respect. Regardless, we are parents, okay? Sometimes it's like, we can't let our feelings get in the way with what our kids are that they want to do. I mean, when they get grown, they're grown. So it's either you support them and follow them through it, or you'll try to shoot through your children and lose them. And you don't want to do that. It's a time you have to let your kids be their own judgment about things. Follow them. If they make a mistake, you pick up with them. Just grow through it. But don't make decisions for a grown man. A grown man start with his mother and be like, Mom, you need to step aside. And if the mother really loves him the way she says she do, she'll have to check herself and try to respect the young lady. And that's definitely it. But bottom line, we have to step in and check that, because all it's going to do is cause a bunch of ruckus because the young lady is speaking to the mother. Calls, action going in between. But where to cut it out, like I said, he grows some balls to let his mom know I'm grown. This is who I love and this is where I'm going to be at. And that's it.
I agree. And I'm finna put you back on the headphones real quick, Mr. Williams. But I agree. And being a man, let me just say, and having a mother, I have a mother that has absolutely respected the boundaries of my relationship. She has never interfered in my marriage ever. She always stays out the way and allow me to be a man. And she, when I say has zero opinions about what I should be doing, she don't. And it's because she respects me as a man first. This is my little girl talking, so she don't. But she respects me as a man. And it's because how I handle myself as a man, how I carry myself as a man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? If I carried myself like a little boy, then she would handle me like a little boy. And in return, she would handle my relationship like a little boy. So I've never had any issues because I carry my relationship like I'm supposed to. I feel like personally, the wife, I mean, I understand at some point, The wife should stand up and have balls and you know what I'm saying, demand her respect. But as a man, your wife should never have to even get to that point. Your wife should never even have to get to that point. It's your job as a man to lay down the laws and dare anybody to cross them. When you get married, you become as one, and your vows say forsake no other. You know, so your mate is the first and first priority over anybody. And I'm sorry to say it, I don't care if anybody don't like it. You know, everybody has their own structure. Everybody has their own structure in the way they respect people and stuff like that. But my wife come first. It is my wife first. My wife come first, including over my kids. That's what my vows said. Those are the vows that I stepped in front of God, and I took those vows. My wife come before anything, including my kids. Now, a lot of people are not worthy of those type of that kind of commitment. But hey, my wife has shown me that, hey, she's absolutely worthy of being first over anything in my life. So I personally think, you know, he should step up and be like, hey, mom, boom, cut it. Hey, if you're not finna see all of my kids something, then don't send none of my kids, because it's going to create issues in my relationship. And if you really love me, you won't be trying to create issues in my relationship. I understand that's your grandchild and that's not your grandchild, but hey, this is my family and I don't need those issues. So please respect it. And those are my boundaries. So that's what I think as a man, he should be doing. Who we got? Let me see. Let me see if I can get Keith back on the line. Keith, if you still here?
Yeah, I'm here,
man. What you think, Keith? Tell me what you think. You been listening? Okay. It's all good. So tell me what you think in this situation, man. You know, with the wife trying to fight to keep trying to keep her relationship together, and the man is not speaking up, man. What you think about this?
I mean, you know, she's married, right?
I'm assuming. I don't want to confirm or deny it because she wanted to remain anonymous, but let's just say yes, they're married.
Yeah, so I'm looking at it like that. So
speak up for me in the phone and the mic real quick so I can hear you.
All right, hold on. All right, y'all hear me now?
Oh, perfect. That's great.
All right, good deal. Yeah, so if I heard correctly, I heard something about 5 years being with the same guy, and
yes,
the mom ain't too fond of her and the kids, or something to that effect.
Something to that effect, yeah.
Yeah. So basically, to me, it sounds like this thing's been going on longer than 5 years, because they weren't automatically married on the first day of being together. So it seems like it's been longer than 5 years, if you ask me.
I mean, when you start inheriting a lot of disrespect and things like that, it can create a longer timeline, a feeling in the timeline. But go ahead.
Yeah. See, I mean, like, to me, I definitely agree that the man need to step up to the mom. I mean, he doesn't have to be disrespectful to her, but, you know, he got to at least draw a boundary line. You know what I mean? Because I know when I was in a relationship with a female not too long ago, you know, my mom didn't really care for her for certain reasons. And, you know, she still doesn't care about it to this day now, even though we're not together. But the point is, like, my thing was, like, I told her at that time, I said, look, I said, I'm with her. She's not here to hurt you. She's not bothering you. We're not bothering you. So why are you putting all this negativity this way when it doesn't have to be that way? But in one way, I kind of understood where she was coming from, because I am an only son. So I think, I don't know if he's the only son to the mom, but I understand being like the only son that, you know, she's looking at me as like, okay, well, that's still my son. I still need to protect him. I still got to do this. I still got to do that. But I had to reiterate that, okay, hold on. I'm over 21. I know I ain't made 100% perfect decisions in my life, but this really isn't a bad person. You get what I'm saying? It's like, you know, we could overlook certain flaws that she may have encountered previous to meeting me, you know, but that's, the past is the past. The present is the present. You know, we can work on the future. You get what I'm saying? So, but I did have to check her at that time. I was like, look, hold on now. I don't interfere with your relationships that you want to try to get involved with. Don't don't let me make my own decisions. You know what I'm saying? And after that, we kind of, I mean, at the same time, it kind of lessened the problem. But, you know, every once in a while, she still say some slick stuff from side to side. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I was like, whoa, hold on now. You're going over that edge again. Now. Calm down. But, you know, at that time, like, I never, like, cursed her out, you know, told her, mind the fuck of me. It's nothing like that. It was all like, hey, look, I get it, but chill.
Yeah.
You know, I'm okay. I'm fine. I'm breathing. I'm living. I got a roof over my head. You get what I'm saying? Like, we're okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, chill
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
If you see something going backwards now, you know, go ahead and say something, but we're all right. You know what I mean? We're fine.
Yeah.
Everything's cool.
I agree. And to everybody that's listening, I finna replay the Kari question of the day, and then I'm gonna bring Kari in so she can go on and slam the hammer down like she always do. So y'all check it out.
Hey. Okay, so now for my favorite part of the show, it's Kari's question of the day. All right, this person wants to remain anonymous. Okay, here is the question. She says, I have a question. I'm trying to figure out a way to word it. I'll just give you a little of my story. I've been with this man for 5 years, and for the duration of the relationship, his mom has showed me zero respect. Anytime I say something about it, he gets defensive and gets mad. And that just shuts down the whole conversation. We have a daughter in the mix and one on the way. She never came to the baby shower or the birth of her grandkids. I have other kids that are not his, and for Christmas, she got our daughter presents and nothing for my other children, which I also had an issue with, but he didn't. She doesn't acknowledge me as his other kid's mother. She texts him and asks him, has he eaten? Invite him over for food that she's cooked. I don't know if I'm being petty or in my feelings, but I have a big issue with the things that she does and says. But when I say anything to him, nothing happens but an argument. He says he can't stop her, but truthfully, I feel she does. She does it because he lets her. If he acknowledges us as a family and us as a whole, I believe things would be different. But I'm just torn between staying with someone who doesn't respect me or stand behind his family, or just settling so I won't be alone. What should I do?
Hey, Zaddy.
All right, we back. So let me go on and bring in the judge and let her tell you what she thinks. Go ahead, Kari. Tell me what you think.
Okay, so yeah. Let me try not to cuss. First, I don't tolerate disrespect in my relationship at all. And that comes from anybody. So with him being my mate, I would expect him to speak up if I brought a problem to your attention. That is your job as man. Another thing, as far as when it comes to my kids, if I had kids previous to the relationship that in now, which it is, when you get us, it's a package deal. So you wouldn't be treating your grandchild different from my child previous. I don't play about my kids. For it being that long and him not stepping up as a man, I would be done with the whole situation. I'm not going to sit here and raise another child because that's what he's being. He's being a boy. He's a boy trying to be a grown man.
And you can tell by the way his mother treats him.
Exactly. And I don't have time for that. You're either going to be a man and step up or I'm going to go in my own direction because I could do bad by myself. There's no reason for me to sit here and keep trying to baby you and push you into telling you what to tell your mother. That is a complete no-go.
How would you would have handled the situation with the gifts and the kids?
I
mean, like, once it's done, it's only one gift for the kid, her kid. How would you have handled that? I mean, I know how I would have handled it.
How I would have handled it?
Yeah.
To shield my kids, I would have lied and said some other gifts were from her.
As a man, I would have sent them back.
I know that.
Yeah, I
wouldn't want to mess with my kids' emotions at that moment.
Yeah.
So, after the whole ordeal was over with, me and her having a conversation.
Oh, absolutely.
And he doesn't have to be there if he doesn't want to. But if we're both grown, you're going to respect me and you're going to hear what I have to say. And that's that. If you don't like it, you grown. Say something about it.
I agree. Let me slide on here before I look girl tear up everything in the studio. But I agree. Let me see. Carlina, do you got anything else you would like to add to this?
No. I mean, everything's been said. She just really needs to talk to the mom, and he needs to as well. But okay. I just don't think he will. If he's let it go on this long and he's gotten complacent, she's kind of complacent.
Yeah.
You know, she hasn't really said much. She should have nipped it in the bud, but since she didn't, I just feel like she's going to have to stand on her own. He's not going to. It'll be nice if he would, but if he hasn't in all this time, she's going to have to take a stand.
Yeah,
and either he's
going
to support her or let it fall where it may. Hey.
I mean, especially since he has been 5 years and he hasn't stepped up and said anything. He ain't going to never say nothing. And I'm sorry
exactly.
to even just be saying that like that, but he ain't going to never say nothing. He ain't, you know,
exactly.
It ain't no sugarcoating around it. He ain't going to never say nothing at all. So, you know,
and
you would have to,
they've gotten so comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be like, oh, my God, why are you saying something now? You know, it's definitely going to cause a ripple in their relationship.
Yeah,
stand her ground.
He's going to feel like she picking. He's going to feel like she picking because she ain't never say anything, but really she's just been sparing his feelings. and now that I guess that may have cost her in the long run or whatever. So that's a lesson learned.
Exactly, because can you imagine how she feels when one set of her children get a gift and the other ones don't? Wow.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how those children feel?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I just sent it back. I'm sorry, I just sent it back.
I don't play about my kids.
Yeah, I just sent it back. I just sent it back. I sure
right.
would've.
Now the kids looking at the grandmother crazy because they feeling some type of way. So,
in the future, it continues. It's going to create a rift between the brother and the sisters. So, but yeah, let me see what's going on. So, for everybody just tuning in, what you got left?
I got a question.
You got a question? You got a question for the host? Okay, go ahead. Let's go. What you got? What's the first question you got?
Okay, so for the next question for everybody, I have a question. It says, how do you tell your mate you're not satisfied without being confrontational?
Since Carlina is speaking so well tonight, let me bring her in first.
Can somebody else go first?
Okay, all right, cool.
Let somebody else go first.
Okay, all right, cool. Pops, go ahead, let me bring you in first.
Oh, wow.
Go
ahead, say it again now.
How do you tell your mate that you are not sexually satisfied?
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. Here we go.
I mean, you do got the OG status, so you know what I'm saying.
You
would have the most wisdom on this. Go ahead.
No, I don't. No, but I'm gonna throw this out here. Basically, it goes within the communication within your relationship. And if you down for your relationship or your marriage and you're going to take the big sweet, you have to open up that communication line at all times. And it's like, if it's worth having, it's worth working for. So if it's something that, you know, someone is falling short on and you love this person, you have to try to correct it sometimes. I'm sorry, you know, that's how I see it. It's communication. And then once you bring it to the individual, and if they don't feel that they can either try to correct it or you work on it together, you know what I mean, what else is there to do? But the main part is communication. You know what I mean? If you love this person, if somebody's coming to you telling you, no, this is not working out, and could you do this or do that? I mean, what am I going to do to keep my mate? Okay. I mean, it goes with whatever you did in the beginning, you have to continue to do until the end of time. That's how it is. Don't get with the person and get comfortable. See, that's what happens. You get comfortable. Comfortable and cocky is not going to bring on a healthy relationship. What you did to get her or him in the beginning, you have to keep going on. Keep it interesting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But so that's how I look.
Okay. All right. Cool. Kalini, you ready for me right there?
Yeah, I'm ready. So,
all right, go ahead.
So I do agree with the communication. I do agree, but I had this experience and I just didn't feel right. I just didn't want to like bruise his ego, I guess. I was looking out for him and I didn't want to say like, "Hey, look, this, you know."
Hey, this is your wife.
Honestly, I did not know how to tell him. So I was like, what if I just bring some toys, you know, and we can do this. You see what I'm saying? You know, hey, you go this way, I put the toy that way, we can, you see what I'm saying?
And
he looked at me like, what the hell wrong with you? What the hell wrong with you? Now I'm feeling stupid.
You was willing to meet him halfway.
Yeah, but I couldn't tell him that he wasn't going the whole mile, you know. I just didn't want to bruise his ego. And then that kind of turned, I felt like once we would, you know, have sex, then afterward, then I would reach in the drawer and get the toy. And at this point at where I'm at now, I tried not to bruise his ego, but I think that I know that that bruised his ego even further. So.
Oh yeah. Well, you know me. If I, you know, I mean, just as a guy, if I'm doing my thing, and you know what I'm saying, and I'm out of, you know what I'm saying, I'm out. I'm talking about if I'm out and then you reach in the drawer, I'm like, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh my God.
Right.
Baby, you want me to plug that in for you?
And it wasn't like that for him. Like, I would be hold me while I'm doing this. Talk to me. Say something nasty. And he'd be like,
So for this particular person, who asked this question, let me ask you this. Just, you know, so they won't, I guess, feel like, I'm just trying to see if you guys were suffering from the same type of neglect. That's the best way I could put it right now. What is it that was unsatisfying about the sex?
It was just like a one hitter quitter. That was it.
Was it the lack of stamina?
Yeah, it was the lack of stamina.
Okay. All right. Okay. Cool. That could definitely be an issue, man. You know, he need to go get one of them. Go get a bottle of them blue pills or something, man. He need to figure it out. He need to help you plug that thing up afterwards, one or something.
But my thing is, I was willing to do extra stuff. Like, let's do that. Maybe we can get it on back up. And he just wasn't.
Yeah.
gone.
You can't be coming up. You can't be coming up short and be getting mad. Now you gotta pick one.
That's right.
You can't have both.
So
of them.
Selfish.
You can't have both of them or whatever. You can't. Okay. Let me put you back on the phone. Let me see. What else you got? What's your next question, Kari?
Okay, my next question is, with so many options, how do you keep your mate solely focused on you without them thinking you don't love them?
Kari, you answer that.
With so many options,
and you know it's options.
Shut up.
Oh, that's another show.
Yes, we're not doing that right now. Well, I mean, I know my mate, so I know exactly what I need to do on my end to keep him satisfied and not have his mind wandering, because mine isn't wandering.
Yeah.
So that's just me.
With me, in my book, I'm doing 1,000 things. Like I definitely got ADD all over the place all the time. So, you know, my distraction may not necessarily, it won't be another woman. It may be something that I have going on. And
being a nerd.
Yeah, being a nerd. And sometimes I do get lost in front of this computer screen. And sometimes I can tell when I'm getting cussed out or when she just really chumping me off, you know. And it don't be for real, you know. She just be talking shit like, damn, you know, you gonna goddamn marry the damn phone or something, like, you know. And you know, if I catch about a good 30 minutes of that right there, then I know that, you know, I need to, you know, I just need to go and get on her nerves or a peach on the booty or something, you know what I'm saying, let her know that, hey, you know, you still my eye candy, baby, or whatever. So, you know, with me, I know, like she said, I know my mate, and you know, I know how much she will go without. So, you know what I'm saying? I know, all right, I ain't did this in a minute. I really need to go on and do this because she might beat me in the head today. So,
when
I'm asleep, what's your third? Man, this little girl wide open too. What's your third question?
How do you stop overthinking a good relationship?
Whew.
This is confusing.
If it's a good relationship, then ain't nothing to think about. if it's a good relationship, it ain't. Let me bring Pops in. Pops, how do you stop overthinking in a good relationship? You see that?
Well,
they asked the question, how do you stop overthinking a good relationship? How do you stop, you know, like worrying about if it's good or not, or if it's a good relationship? My response was, if it's a good relationship, you won't be thinking at all.
Right. And then basically you won't be thinking at all, but what you have to do is get rid of all that old baggage. All the whole things that happen, and if it's good, keep it good. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it ain't good to go reaching it back from the past, because that causes more problems. You know, if it's good, try to keep it good. And not every day is going to be roses. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Going back to communication again. You know what I'm saying? You keep that
man,
open.
Communication killer, man. Communication is killer.
And the main thing is, like, what you did in the beginning to get her is what you got to continue doing. And from what Kari was saying, you know, it's true about it. You know, you have to know your mate. You know, that's when I think the overthinking may come is when you don't really know your mate. And when you're guessing, you know, you'll be happy. But once you know that person that you're with, they're in, they're out, to worry about it. You know, like she said, basically have to make. So, you know, like you said, with stop doing other things that's occupying your mind and pay more attention to what's in front of you. And that's it. You know, and that's hit this nip straight on.
Okay. We finna move on to the very, 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 very last question. The very last question.
How can you completely be happy without settling?
Woo, that's a good one. Oh my God, how can you completely be happy without settling? Oh, you want to answer that one?
Ain't no settling, bitch.
That's how you can be completely happy. Oh, I bet you some people think we're being unrealistic by saying we're not settling with each other. But
I guess because for me, like I told you, I was settling in a previous relationship before you.
As was I.
But I decided to turn selfish because I know my worth, and I just felt like deserve better. And I was willing to take that risk and just jump out there and find it. So, no, I'm not settling for anything, knowing what I bring to the table. Why?
Yeah. I agree. Since this is the last question, I know I've been on your line tonight, Carlina. Tell me what you think. I just like your answers, and I like how you speak. So that's why I've been bugging you in, because I think you got a strong voice for the ladies, and that's a good thing.
So what's the question again?
The question is, go ahead, Car, answer.
How can you completely be happy without settling?
Yeah. I think you just have to, when you settle, like, it's been times where I feel like, oh, I've just talked to this guy and I'm still miserable. Like, I don't want that. That's not even... My aura is all messed up, you know, because I got this person.
Yeah.
But I just feel like you need to be happy with yourself.
Yeah.
You need to be happy with yourself. Enjoy yourself. Take yourself out to lunch. Take yourself out to dinner. Go to the movies by yourself. Spend some time with yourself first. I had to like me again, you know? I had to like me again. Then I started to love me and say, I'm so worthy of this. And that's why now I'm so quick to kind of be like, oh, that's okay. All right, have a nice day. Go play those games with somebody else. You know, I'm quick to cut you off because I love me and I know what I'm going to put up with and I know what I will put up with. But I definitely know what I'm not going to put up with, you know?
I agree. Me personally, I guess for me, I had to ask a question within that question, and that was, how do I know I'm not settling before I can even accept the fact that if I was settling or not? And for me, I had to answer that question, and that question was, once I met Kari here, I knew I wasn't looking for anything anymore. I've always been out searching. I've always, hence, you know what I'm saying, the crazy lifestyle and the open marriage and stuff like that. You know, I've always been searching for something. You know, I've always been searching for something. But when I met her, I lost that urge to even want to search for anything. I felt like I found everything that I was looking for. So that's how I knew that I wasn't settling. And you know, and therefore, that should answer the last question, which was, what is it? How can you completely be happy without settling? So that's how I had to answer that internal question of, how do I know I'm settling or not? So, let me see. And I think that is all the questions for the night. I'm just going to leave everybody with the pre-recording from earlier First of all, before I do that, let me thank all of my callers. Let me thank Marley. Let me thank Keith. Let me thank Carlene, especially Carlene. I like you. We got to get you back on the show. We definitely got to get you back on the show. Good. And Mr. Williams, Mr. OG Pops himself.
Thank you, Daddy.
I know, right? Let me bring everybody on in right now so we can just hear everybody together and just tell everybody, thank y'all for calling in. We really appreciate y'all. We appreciate y'all hosting and being a part of this as we build this radio station. No, this is actually our second show on the air. So we thank y'all. This is a much better show than the day before yesterday. We were a little bit more prepared today. We're going to continue to grow and produce a better show. So thank you, everybody. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all.
Hold on. Lena said she has to say night-night tomorrow.
Oh, she want to say night-night. Say night-night, Lena.
Say night-night.
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 And I want to say to you, too, thank you for inviting me. I really did enjoy it.
I really appreciate you guys calling in. You guys actually helped a lot of people tonight. Believe it or not, my inbox was going off the entire time of the show. So I was responding to people talking to me while you guys was talking. So you guys actually helping a lot of people tonight.
All right, y'all be safe.
Good night.
Okay. All right, good night, y'all. We'll definitely see y'all later. And let me hit y'all with the pre-recording before we go out. And that was pretty much the how long should you wait, so everybody can pretty much who's listening now could actually listen to it, and then they'll be able to go back and check it out. So thank y'all for listening to Zeddy Now Radio. I am Zeddy, aka Z, aka and this is my beautiful wife,
Kari.
And we will see y'all next show. Thank you so much.
All right, so we back. If you listened to our last episode, we were talking about how we met. That was a topic of our last episode. The topic of this episode is how long should you wait for your mate to be quote unquote ready? If you was listening on last episode, we both, you know, had admitted that we both had mates. You know, she had a situation where she was in a relationship, and I was currently married with a living girlfriend, meaning, yes, I was coming home to two women. Yes, I was coming home to two women. Yes, you heard that right. Yes, they say that's every man's dream. Yes, I'm not sure, or I cannot confirm or deny that. But anyway, so after we went to the hotel, you know, and we... Oh, that's my baby. And after we went to the hotel and we did the woo, the woo, the woo, the woo, and then the next morning and we did the whole breakfast thing, we both realized that, hey, look, you know, we gotta figure some shit out, because, you know what I'm saying, we're not going to be able to continue this path much longer without it destroying people. So, you know, I gave her my word that, hey, you know, my current situation that I was in, I was going to terminate it. I was going to end it. I was going to find a way to get out of it. I was going to find a way to walk away from it, or, you know, make sure that that situation ended and we could be together. So that's why the topic of this episode is how long should you wait on your mate? So, you know, I mean, I guess, you know, this will be a good thing for you to chime in, because most women they don't never believe a man. And so what made you believe me?
Well, I didn't believe you at first.
Why would you?
What married man ever leaves his wife?
That's the going thing too.
Hell, I had somebody even tell me it's cheaper to keep her. So, no, I didn't believe you at first. After developing a friendship.
Y'all hear that right? Friendship. We built our entire relationship on a what, baby?
A friendship.
Even to today. That's our main thing. Our friendship. Is it our marriage or our friendship?
It's our friendship.
See, friendship. Anyway, I just want to highlight that.
So.
Oh, and our little bad baby right here.
She doesn't want to go to sleep.
I know, but anyway, go ahead, continue.
So, no, I didn't believe you at first. I did after that, after developing a friendship, after a couple of weeks, you started to show me better than you could tell me.
Hey, now, I mean, I put that team down. Bam, bam, bam. Oh, okay.
Actually, I had to if you brought me breakfast the next morning.
Hey, look, I would like to plead the fifth. I would like to plead the fifth of liquor.
But with the friendship that we had, I was willing to wait. I was willing to give you 6 months.
Whoa. So to answer the title of the question, to answer the title of today's question, how long should you wait? Your answer would be 6 months. That wouldn't be my answer. You're not telling anybody else 6 months, but your answer would be 6 months.
That is my answer, okay. Because
was it based off of our own relationship or was
yes.
It, oh, okay, so you have to gauge it basically off of each individual situation.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. Okay.
You know, cause I usually give you a 3 month thing.
Woo, girl, I put that thing down. Earn me 6 months. I earn me 6 months, bruh.
So.
Yeah. So she says 6 months. So, you know, we was together. We basically after a few months, 2 months really. Your birthday was in August.
End of August is when I met you.
We went out on our one night stand in August, and then the next morning, you know, after the woo, the woo, the woo. You know what I'm saying? You know, I brought you some breakfast.
And then you couldn't stop coming back for more.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? You know, when I interview with anything, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
So.
She don't know what I'm saying. But anyway.
Yours was open.
Yeah.
You had an open relationship.
Yeah, but it had started getting difficult because one of the things about the open relationship, the open marriage was, you know, we weren't supposed to catch feelings. So, even before we had made it to the hotel, I tell everybody, I just looked over and I instantly knew that I never stopped seeing this woman. No matter who I got caught with, no matter who I was with, no matter, you know what I'm saying, no matter who I was dealing with, no matter what was going on, you know, I know y'all done seen cheaters where they come in with the cameras and the lights and then the man go crying back with his wife and leave the side chick in the Uber. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would have been in the Uber with Kari. You know what I'm saying?
Radio
so.
Is Kari, baby.
Oh yeah, Kari. It's Kari on radio. We getting it together though. So I'd have been leaving with her, and I knew right then at that moment that I was going to hurt a lot of people. If she wasn't my main priority, my wife actually, you know. So that's how I knew. You know, and I instantly started disconnecting myself from my situation. I instantly became distant and trying to find a way to escape, really. You know what I'm saying?
And I was somewhat doing the exact same thing.
Yeah. It was a little easier for her, though.
The person that I was dealing with, I was settling for.
Uh-huh.
Because I was actually tired of being bullshitted. Mm-hmm. So I was settling, and I knew I was settling. And then I just took the risk of believing you.
Yeah.
And following you.
Okay. Okay.
So, and I started to detach from my situation.
Yeah. So, and then eventually, you know, we moved in together. And I guess that's the end of that particular step. You know, of course, we're gonna introduce certain steps in our relationship. As the show progress or whatever, but we're going to take certain blocks of our relationship and we're going to try to give people, you know, real life situations, real life questions, and maybe it'll motivate people to, you know, pursue happiness, or maybe it'll motivate people to realize they already have happiness. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're going to do. You know, each segment is going to be a segment out of our life, and we're going to introduce And we're gonna introduce it to you guys one episode at a time. We also have, what do we have? Drum roll, please. We also have Kari's question of the day, our very first Kari question of the day, and it is good. And this person wanted to remain anonymous, so we're gonna have that up coming up for you later on today, later on in the show. So make sure y'all stay tuned to that. Man, we appreciate y'all for tuning in. And let's roll on out to our guests. We're gonna introduce our guests shortly. Thank you for listening to Zeddy Now Radio.